Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ryan Elward from the National Weather Service with a community comment. Earthquakes and tsunamis are a part of life here on the North Coast, but there's no reason to live in fear. Past earthquakes and tsunamis from around the world, as well as locally, have taught us that everyone can survive if they know a few basic things about how to respond to earthquakes and tsunamis. So instead of worrying about the unknown aspects of these natural hazards, make sure that you and your family know what to do so you can be safe and stop worrying. There are only three things to remember about earthquakes and tsunamis. First, if you feel an earthquake, then drop cover and hold on. Do this wherever you happen to be in a building, even if there's not something to get underneath. Just crouch down and cover your neck and eyes. This is so important to protect you from falling debris. Definitely do not try to run out of a building. California structures survive earthquakes very well, but there's a good chance that something falling from outside the building, such as broken glass, could hit you as you exit. The next two things you need to know only apply if you're in a tsunami zone. So wherever you live, work, and play, know your zone. There are a few things to remember if you are in a tsunami zone. There are maps online that you can use. Just Google tsunami zone in your county to find the maps. And you can also watch for road signs that indicate if you are entering or leaving the zone. If you determine that you're not in a tsunami zone, then all you have to do is drop, cover, and hold on during the earthquake. If you are in a tsunami zone, then there are two things to remember. First of all, as soon as the shaking lessens enough so that you can safely move, go to high ground. A tsunami could arrive as soon as 10 minutes, so it is critical to get going right away. But also remember that there's no need to panic. In most areas of the North Coast, it is possible to walk to high ground in less than 10 minutes. Also, don't rely on your car to get to high ground since the earthquake can make roads impassable. If you're not sure if you can get to high ground from your home in 10 minutes, consider testing out your route to high ground. Make it a family effort and keep it upbeat and positive. The last thing to remember about earthquakes and tsunamis is to stay on high ground long after you think the tsunami is over. Tsunamis can appear to be finished and then another surge can suddenly appear. This can happen many hours after the first waves. So stay on high ground until you hear from an official source that a tsunami threat is over. To summarize, remember to drop, cover, and hold on during an earthquake. Then if you're in a tsunami zone, go to high ground immediately. And finally, stay there until official word is received. Remember that getting prepared can be fun and uplifting. Being prepared will allow you and your family to feel better about living in earthquake and tsunami country.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.